A Wisconsin couple with a passion for horses is keeping alive a one-of-its-kind operation in Waterloo. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank recently visited the Gerald Solke Company, known around the world for its products in the show ring and on the racetrack.
A group of highly specialized workers is putting the finishing touches on a busy season. They're handcrafting something that resembles a one-horse sleigh called a sulky.
The word sulky comes from the word to sulk, as in to be alone. So this is a single-seat vehicle. Imagine a horse and you're sitting in a cart behind it.
That's Eric Lee, who's owned the company along with his wife Shelley since 2015. Lee, however, did not purchase the business in a traditional manner.
Called down here to buy a cart, and the company had been furloughed. So true story is, instead of buying a cart, I bought the company. 3 years later, I still haven't made my own cart, but I'm working on it. One of these days, I will.
Thanks to the Lees, the Gerald Solke Company is celebrating its 120th year. It's the last commercial manufacturer of performance horse-drawn vehicles in the world. Customers from all across the country who race and show horses are thrilled that it's still in business. Terry Bennett is an equipment dealer who makes the five-hour trek from Missouri to Waterloo twice a year. He describes what he picked up on his most recent trip.
3 jog carts for training, 2 two-wheel carts for show, and 1 four-wheel show cart, which is called a fine harness buggy. It's just the nicest on the market. We are going to Oklahoma City for the Morgan Grand National Horse Show, and we will put them all on display.
But of course, not all customers have the luxury of picking up their merchandise in person, especially international customers. Again, Eric Lee.
We ship horse-drawn vehicles all over the world. Best markets are domestic. Exports a little tough right now with the value of the dollar. Favorites after that are Australia, South Africa, the European Union, and then everywhere else comes in last behind that.
Handcrafted custom sulkies range in price from $1,500 to $15,000, depending on what options are ordered. Lee says his staff has a combined 200 years of experience.
We have to sew the seat cushions. We have to lace and tune the wire spoke wheels. We have to bend and shape the lumber that goes into these vehicles. We have to make all of the axle components. 80% of the components that go into making these vehicles are either manufactured or significantly transformed inside the plant. Another 10% is made in the Cedar Valley, and another 10% is made everywhere else.
Depending on how elaborate the design is, completing an order can take months. Lee says, though, it's an investment for both the buyer and his employees.
Yeah, it is a $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000, or in some cases $10,000 vehicle that people are purchasing. But at the same time, we've put a lot more into this company than that. And we see this as not a place that we're going to get rich off of, not a place that's going to fund our retirement, but something which is incredibly important for the horse business.
Lee describes the company as the Rolls Royce of the horse business, but custom seats, shiny spoke wheels, and shimmering wood grain aside, the reputation of the design rests on one simple principle.
I can put a 30-pound child in this cart, and I can put a 400-pound man in this cart, and at the point where it meets the horse, it will always balance.
Eric and Shelley Lee and their employees will be taking some time off for the holidays, but are anxious to begin year 121 with the Gerald Solke Company. In Waterloo, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.